Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo. It's a little piece of Patriots news from Aaron Wilson, who covers the NFL and the Texans for KPRC2. Says that the Patriots worked out 5 kickers this week. And then he names them. I don't know any of these guys. Jose Borregales, Tanner Brown, Lucas Haversick, Noah Rauschenberg, and Cade York. I feel like I've heard the name Cade York before. But I don't know any of those other guys. Why are the Patriots working out 5 kickers? Are they unhappy with Joey Sly?
I wouldn't think so. Joey Sly just had a child recently. Is there a potential that maybe he's got some sort of personal issue going on and they want to kind of have a guy ready just in case? Remember there was a weird preseason week where I think Joe Cardona had something going on and they brought in Tucker Addington. They needed a backup long snapper.
Right. I remember that.
Sometimes those positions, those very specific, I mean, you got to have a guy ready just in case. I have no knowledge of anything. I'm just saying, like, guy just had a kid. You've had kids. I had kids. Like, sometimes stuff pops up and you got to have a kicker ready to go just in case.
Okay. Well, no, we'll see.
Or he could have a minor injury. I don't think he was on the injury report, though.
I didn't see if he was, yeah, but I
did. They did add Christian Gonzalez.
I did see that.
That's not great, Bob.
Not good. Not good against the Dolphins, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
So we'll keep you up to speed on everything there. Yes?
One more thing that jumped out at me, minor little thing that you probably didn't care about. I'm often fascinated by stupid minor things.
Of course.
You'll learn. Did you hear Alex Van Pelt say their trick plays they name after vegetables and fruits?
No.
So he said they name their trick plays after fruits and vegetables, and the play to Vidarian Lowe was a tackle-eligible play, so therefore it was a vegetable that starts with T. He wouldn't say anymore.
Okay.
So immediately I'm thinking turnip?
Turnip. Yeah, it's not tomato. Tomato's a fruit.
Right. There can't be many, right? How many vegetables with T?
Turnip. I don't know. I can't think of too many. I can't think of that many vegetables, period, right now. That's the only one I can think of.
Taro, tepary bean,
What's a taro?
I don't know. Tamarillo.
I've never even heard of that.
Tamarind, tomatillo, yellow nuts edge. That doesn't start with a T. It's the worst search ever.
Jerusalem artichoke. Then neither one of those start with a T.
Jerusalem artichoke. I used to have those in my yard.
Really?
They were a pain in the ass. You, like, couldn't get rid of them. They spread like weeds. And they had, these little, potato things on the bottom of the stalk.
Got to be turnip, right?
I think it's got to be turnip.
The turnip play.
Turnip!
That real
means
quick,
touchdown for Vidarian Lowe.
Before we get to our picks here, any final thoughts on the Alex Van Pelt, Marcus Jones, Gerard Mayo thing? Because that's not a good look, obviously, and something that I think they're trying to brush away. But before we completely forget about it here, we're in week 11, and you didn't know that you had a guy that was running plays on offense 2 years ago?
And that's the issue for me, sort of like I brought up with Giardi. It's not that you didn't know that. But is that symbolic of an attention to detail that's lacking? Or, as Giardi brought up, you supposedly are a collaborative with no silos. Like, everybody knows everything. We're all interacting, and we're an ideas consortium. We're like a think tank down in D.C. And that didn't get to somehow the head coach of the offense coordinator, the play caller. In and of itself, not a huge deal. If it is symbolic of an underlying problem within the coaching room and communication and idea sharing, then that's a problem. Because this is a team, I think we can all agree, needs as many ideas and options and plays and players and, you know, layers of help that it can get. So I'm not going to jump all over it, but it did cause me to pause in a traditional sense.
just a regular old pause.
Regular pause. Because I had started to really feel like, as somebody asked me in the Twitch chat earlier, is AVP like kind of growing on you? And I was like, I think he kind of is. Mm-hmm. And then this comes about.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
Then I'm back to where I started.
Tough to like this one. We'll do our picks in just a second. Real quick, I wanted to take this one called Jake is in Boston with a thought on Kraft in the Hall of Fame. Hi, Jake.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I'm so happy the Hall of Fame had the Stones and told them no yet again. And the media butt-kissing that this region does every time this debate comes out is pathetic. It's like Stacey has you so strung up where you have no other choice. I was at an event with Stacey the other night, and he looked like Sam Darnold that one time he saw ghosts. I don't know if it was me, because it could have been, or he got word of that. Listen, unless you're in the will, Stacey, give it up. Let's not pretend that Kraft deserves to go in over these names. Eddie Robinson, great, great coach. Doug Williams, first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they weren't on that. Hold on, Jake. Does he deserve to go in over Ralph Hay or not?
Go look at that list, though.
No, we did.
Those were the other names.
I don't really get the Doug Williams one, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Rune Arledge was also on that list. Would you not agree Rune Arledge deserves to go in and is it maybe the most important person in the history of NFL on TV?
Over Robert Kraft? No.
No.
Rune Arledge is the most important person for the NFL's history on television. Not just Monday Night Football, but televising the first Super Bowl. It's not even close.
Spiffy.
John Sesend is also on that list,
Kraft is the owner of the most successful team of the last 20 years, and he was involved in TV, too. It's not
he blew up TV.
Nothing to do with that. I mean, he had a lot to do with
the expansion of the revenues in the league are tied into TV, which is tied into Robert Kraft. Yeah, like, you can hate Robert Kraft.
I rip Kraft all the time, and I think this is ridiculous, all right? So, come on. Don't act like I'm some Kraft ass-kisser. I'm not. Not like Andy over here.
I'm not either.
But you know what
just
I mean?
Because I worked for him for 20 years, and he calls me Jumbo.
I've never worked for him. I've cashed, I think, maybe three checks in my life that had Robert Kraft's name on
them. Oh, so you did work for him.
Right. Filling in for
LRC.
Hardy. Filling
he's
in for Hardy on Patriots.com.
And what it was a fraud.
And I haven't been asked back, by the way. But yeah, come on. I did a couple fill-in shows over there, and that's it. And I probably ripped them on those shows too. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that involved, but I do think that this is absurd. I think it's absurd he's not in and that they put in Ralph Hay ahead of him. See, you can talk about Doug Williams and Eddie Robinson, these other guys. They didn't get in either. Ralph Hay got in, and I think we all agree that Kraft should have gone in over Ralph Hay. All right, let's get to our picks for the week here. If you would, Stiz, let's get the music going. And Jacob, how do we do last week? I think Andy beat me, but I know I at least picked up that Steelers-Ravens game. How'd we do last week?
Arcand, you didn't do very well, I have to say. Do you want your record? You were 2-7.
2-7.
Oh.
Well, one of them was the Pittsburgh game. I know that.
Hart was 6-3. So
boom!
What?
Hart wins last week, yes.
How is that even possible?
Because I won six games, and I only lost three, and I whooped your ass.
But we had the same. We picked the same on, like, most of them.
No,
those were Hart's losses.
The ones that were the same?
Yeah, mostly. I mean,
Lesson learned. Don't ever pick the same as this loser.
I guess so.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Damn!
All right, well,
trivia and picks.
Who's winning overall?
I would say it's about even right now.
It's even
honestly.
Overall. So shut up, Andy. All right, what do we got? Yeah,
but he just, I would just say we don't have standings. That's like
he said
that's like
close.
McAvoy saying, oh, I would say we're kind of in the playoffs. No, the standings say you weren't when you said that. Well, Jesus.
Well, anyway, let's get into week 12. The Minnesota Vikings are in Chicago against the Bears. The Vikings are favored by 3.5.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. I think I'm going with the Bears here. I think I'm going with the Chicago Bears. Plus 3.5. I think that hook is what's doing it for me here. They're at home. They seem to have bounced back after that firing of Shane Waldron. And I don't know. The Vikings are a little shaky these days. So give me the Bears plus 3.5.
The Vikings are shaky. But when in doubt, pick against Christian. Give me the Vikings.
All right. Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the lowly New York Giants. The Bucs are favored by 5.5.
Give me the Bucs. I'll lay those points against Tommy Cutlets or whatever the hell they got going on over there. They're a mess.
Yeah, the Giants are a disaster. That's kind of a big line, but they are getting Mike Williams back this week. So, or not Mike Williams, Mike Evans, I should say. Tampa Bay is. So this does seem a little obvious, but I'm going to go with Tampa Bay here too.
Okay, next up we have the Dallas Cowboys against the Washington Commanders. This one's in Washington, and the Commanders are favored by 10.5.
That's a big number. The Cowboys are not good.
No, they're not.
That's a big number. I keep going back and forth between they're not good and that's a big number. Give me the Cowboys with those 10.5.
I think I like Dallas here, too.
Oh, my God!
Unfortunately, I think I like Dallas here, too.
I gotta pick second.
Plus 10, I mean, that's a huge number for a division game. I never, ever like big numbers in division games.
And a half.
As bad as Dallas looks, and who knows, maybe Danny Dimes is going to be their quarterback at this time next week. But right now, it's, I don't even know who it is, Cooper Rush?
Yeah.
So
is Trey Lance talk, right?
There's probably not. I don't think it's going to be a good game or anything, but I do think it's going to be one of those grimy NFC East type of division games, and I don't see it going more beyond two scores. So, yeah, I'll do Dallas plus 10 there too.
Okay, here's a closer one. Arizona Cardinals at Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are home dogs. The Cardinals are favored by 1.5.
I saw this as even money earlier in the week. It's now 1.5 for Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle here. I like Arizona. I think that they've been playing well lately. It's another division game, and I'm going with the home team. I think it's as simple as that.
Not a big enough home dog. Give me the Cardinals. I don't know if I like
okay,
that.
Okay, next up we have Philadelphia Eagles at Los Angeles Rams. This is a little close. The Eagles are favored by minus 2.5, another home dog for the Rams, as the game is in L.A.
Give me the Eagles.
I was going to say that. I was going to say give me the Eagles, too. I was going to say it first. But, yeah, I like the Eagles as well. 2.5 is not very much.
Nope.
I think it's a field goal. And, listen, the Rams are playing a little bit better, but they did just have that bad game with the Dolphins.
Right.
And I think the Eagles' front is a little closer to Miami's than New England's is, so I could see them having trouble. I could see Philly winning this one on the road. They're about due for a road win like this, so
plus,
I like Philly here,
Saquon
too.
Saquon Barkley might be one of the top handful of players in football. And did you see they added the butt-first hurdle to Madden?
It looks so good.
Yeah, apparently if you update your Madden, you got Saquon's backward hurdle.
I didn't even get Madden. I'm still playing college football. I didn't even get Madden.
Everyone is playing that game. Yeah. I gotta just get it.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, what else?
San Francisco 49ers at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are favored by 5.5 right now. They're at home.
Okay, I like San Francisco here. Even though Brock Purdy's not playing, I think that Green Bay has been just so inconsistent. I think that San Francisco still has enough weapons and enough options to be able to go out there and get within 5.5 points. I mean, that's sort of what's doing it for me. I didn't expect them to be favored or anything, but I think that's too big of a number for an inconsistent Green Bay team. Give me the Niners, shorthanded Niners. Purdy's not playing. Who else did I just read isn't playing? There's somebody else. Another big name is going to be out for this one, but I still like San Francisco to cover that number.
Go, Pack, go! Packers at home, Jordan Love, book it.
All right, two more games here, guys. Sunday night game, the Monday night game, Ravens at Chargers. The Ravens are favored by 3, another home dog, LA Chargers.
Give me the Ravens. What?
I like the Ravens, too.
That's okay.
Not okay. I don't
usually
like going
when we
second
agree,
just
we're
agreeing
wrong
with you. Yeah, I like Baltimore here too. Three is not very much. It's three and a half. I might even reconsider just because the Chargers defense has been so good lately and they've been finding ways to win. But I like Baltimore against that defense. And I also think that the Chargers and Herbert every year have at least one game where Herbert completely loses it. And I think this could be that game. So I like Baltimore here too.
I don't know. I think the Chargers are playing better than I thought they were going to play this year. Like Harbaugh's turned
much
that
better.
Around. I thought Herbert looked as good as I've ever seen him last week.
Okay,
I'd agree with that.
Last game, guys. New England Patriots at Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are favored by 7 points.
Seven and a hay, I saw some way.
Give me the Dolphins. App. I said this at the beginning of the show, so I'm being consistent here. I want to get this out there. I think the Dolphins have a chance to blow doors. I don't know if they're necessarily going to do that, but I do think they're going to win this by at least more than one score. So I'll go with the Dolphins. I'll lay the points. Sorry, Drake May and the Patriots, but I don't think it's going to be enough here against a Dolphins front that really pushed that Rams offensive line around. The Patriots weren't even close to being able to do that, and I think that's going to show up and be the difference in this game.
Yeah, I don't love the addition of Christian Gonzalez to the injury report. I don't love Dietrich Wise continuing to miss practice time. And I don't love the Patriots on the road in Miami. I probably should have led with that. I probably buried the lead there. I don't love the Patriots on the road in Miami. I don't think it is going to be a blowout because I've started to accept that these Patriots are competitive and they fight and they're kind of claw, do whatever. But I am going to take Miami to cover. I think this is probably like a 10 to 12 point game. But another hard-fought Patriots loss, and we'll talk to Drake May on Monday in person at Gillette Stadium because there'll be no Victory Monday.
I want it on record. I'm going with the Pats.
Of course you are, homer.
Okay.
All right, there
you're
you
like
go.
You're like Fitzy. I'm going with the Pats. I'm going with the Pats. You always go with the
I've
Pats.
I've never piped in to say
your
that.
Your record is always the same
week,
as the Patriots because you pick
on,
them.
I want it on the record.
All right, there you
Jack
go.
Wagon.
That is our picks for the week. Andy Hart getting very prickly at the end of the show today. I'm not sure what that's about. It's Friday. Why don't you lighten up a little, Francis?
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either.
Sorry, Stiz.
Odds and ends coming up right after this.